I'm going to be reading from Matthew chapter 26. I began reading with verse 14. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priest and said unto them, What will you give me? And I will deliver him unto you. And they coveted with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. This happened the week of the Passover, just days after Jesus had marched into Jerusalem with the people singing, Hosanna, Hosanna. Jesus was not surprised at what Judas was doing. It had already been prophesied in the scripture. In Zechariah chapter 11 and verse 12 says, I said unto them, If you think good, give me my price, and if not, forbear. So they weighed for my price 30 pieces of silver. And the Lord said unto me, Cast it into the potter, a goodly price that I was priced of them. And I took the 30 pieces of silver and cast them to the potter in the house of the Lord. Zacharias wrote this 800 years before it happened. Symbolic it was that our Lord was paid for out of the temple money, which was destined for the purchase of sacrifices. More symbolic still was that he took the form of a servant and was sold at the price of a slave. Finally, after Jesus rebuked the disciples' ambition for arguing over who would be first in the kingdom and teaching humility by washing their feet, he announced the betrayal. While they were at the table, he said, Believe me, one of you is to betray me. They were all full of sorrow and began saying, Lord, is it I? In the presence of divinity, no one can be sure of his innocence. Therefore, every one of them asked, Is it I? Every man is a mystery to himself. We know that the heart is deceitful. One of them could be sure that he was the traitor, and yet no one could be sure that he was not. After washing the feet of the apostles and knowing that his betrayal was already in the works, Jesus said, You are clean, but not all of you, in order that his disciples would not think that the betrayal of Judas was unexpected. He quoted part of Psalms 41, which says, Mine own familiar friend, which did eat of my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. And he told them, I'm telling you this now, before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe it was written of me, to show it that it was the fulfillment of prophecy. And then again we read in Psalms 55, For it was not an enemy that reproached me, then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. But it was you, a man mine equal, my acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked into the house of God in company. Jesus had said that the person's enemy would be the people of his own house. Only one who has suffered such betrayal from within their own household can even faintly take a hold of the sadness of Jesus' soul that night. All the good example, counsel, companionship, and inspiration are fruitless with those who will to do evil and those who are bent on self-destruction. Satan can possess only a willing victim. It was the divine mercy of Jesus Christ that he did not identify Judas as the traitor. When the others saw Judas leave, they assumed it was because he was on a mission of charity to buy stuff for even for the feast. But Judas instead of going out to buy, had gone out to sell. It was not to the poor that he would be ministering, but to the rich in charge of the temple treasure. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.